So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Hamud Beis. Kol Shemus Amurim Batoira BeAvrom Kodesh Chutz Mizeh Shochol Shenemar VaYoymer Alv Dalun Yud Im Napatzati Chen Benecha. Right. So that is Chol. Chanina Ben Achi Reb Yeshua VeReb Loz Ben Azai Mishra Beloz Ramuda Yomru Av Ze Kodesh Adus is Shem Shemaim. So you have a Shem Adnus here that's for some reason is Machlokes in the Gemara if it's Kodesh or Chol. Interesting enough, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu write such a thing in the Torah that you don't know what the Shem if Kodesh or Chol. But then it continues like this: Keman Az Laha Deomar Rav Yehuda Marav Gdoy Lachnos Asorchem Yoisin Meakbolas Pnei Ashkina. That's Gdoyla. Keman Ke Oiso Azug. It's who does it go? How does it follow? Ke Oiso Azug. So it's Mashma that is Ke Oiso Azug, meaning if it's Shem Kodesh. If Shem Kodesh, we learn Godor Kabolas Pnei Ashkina. So it comes out something very funny that the idea of Gdoilak Achnos Asorchem, more than Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina, which is a concept, Lichor is Toloi, if the Aleph Dalet Nunyud by Avraham Avinu and the Malachim, if it's Kodesh Ochol. And the Chora is, first of all, why do you have a Shem, which is a Sophic, if it's Kodesh Ochol? Why is this Aloha, Gdoilak Achnos Asorchem, Yosem Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina, Toloi, if that Shem is Kodesh or not? Meaning, this idea of the Shem is Kodesh Ochol looks something very, very, what you call it, is a very side thing. It means something completely not inherent to the Aloha of Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina. So it comes out that this whole Aloha of Gdoilak Achnos Asorchem, Yosem Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina, will be told in the Machlokes, first of all. And what's the Machlokes if the Aleph Dalet Nunyud, if Kodesh Ochol? Why is it Tole Bezeh? And why is there a Machlokes on such a thing? Now, interestingly enough, Tosfos in Daf Kuf Chof Zayin, the Gemara Daf Kuf Chof Zayin in Shabbos, goes and says Kedovar Poshut, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Gdoil Achnos Asorchem, Mehakbol Aspnei Ashkina. It's Gdoil, Dichsiv, Imna, Vayomer Hashem, Imna Matzatzi Chen Beinecha. So Tosfos says, Kasover Kemandom Bishu Zeh Hashem Kodesh, Di Kemandom Asem Shu Choyl. There is a Mandom, so it goes only according to one Mandom. First of all, isn't this the Gemara? Meaning, why doesn't Tosfos quote that the Gemara says that? It goes only to the Mandom, which is the Shem is Kodesh. So it's Mashal that that's the Chidush HaTosfos. And not only that, it's interesting because the Gemara of Kuf Chof Zayin brings Kedovar Posha, Tomar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Gdoil HaKdos Vorshorchim. So it comes out, according to this, it says the Machlokes, and the Gemara never makes it into Machlokes. First of all, question number one, if this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Hamud Beis, that this halacha is totally on a Machlokes, what's the Chiddush HaTosfos? Then number two is, if indeed it's Tol and the Machlokes, why does the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof Zayin brings the on Kedovar Poshut? Okay? And also, what's the Tzushtel? Gedoil Achnos Asorchem from Kabbalas Pnei Ashkina. What does Kabbalas Pnei Ashkina exactly have to do with Achnos Asorchem? So those are the three questions in the Gemara here. Second set of questions is the following. We know the Machlokes, the Rambam in the Bahag of the following. In Shoresh Aleph, the Rambam quotes the Bahag, the Alochas Gdolos in his Akdoma, and the Akdoma, and he counts the mitzvah of Lealbish. Let me just quote the Loshon Rambam. He quotes the following. Avar Hiruni Zal, right? He quotes in Shor Shalif, Ibni Shetou Borabim, because the Baal Loch is doing a mistake. Umanu, he counts Mrs. Drabonan. Vechen Miabroches, Venichum Avelim, Bikur Choylim Ukvur Asmesim, Valbosh Asarumim. He counts it as a mitzvah. And says the Rambam, he can't say that that's a mitzvah, Mrs. Drabonan, because then you don't have Tariag mitzvahs. They have many more than Tariag mitzvahs. Okay? So that's the kasha of the Rambam. So the Ramban says, "O tshuva sarav, aval bala loch zoytzir mitzvah seilu mivelachta bidrochav." He says, no, the Ramban, the Baruchos Gdol, does not say that Mitzvah de Rabbanan is counted. It's something different. Because he's learning it, which is all an extension. It's always a definition. It's always like basically details of the Mishnah of Alachta Bedrochav, Shi Mitzvah Saseh. Be'emes Kosov, so he quotes the Baruchos Gdol, the Leches Bedrochav, colon. Wish lal bisharumim likvor mesim nacham avinu bakir choilim. So akteru mitzvah hasen. All of those are separate mitzvahs counted, but the part of one mitzvah deraisa, which is velo leches bidrochav, says the Ramban v'zeh ma shekomur b'gemorah soita. This is what comes from the Gemara soita. Omer av chamar b'chanina ma'id yichsiv achri yashav lokichem telichu v'ichi yevshal odum la leches achar kodesh bochu al ma kodesh bochu mal bisharumim avta ma bisharumim ma kodesh bochu bakir choilim avta bikir cholim avta bakir cholim ma kodesh bochu kavar mitim avta tikvar meisim ma kodesh bochu menachem avelim. That's why it counts everyone as a mitzvah. Why? Because they are chalokim, they are protim, they are details of the mitzvah. Velach bedrochav. Redamus kivicholteinu. Ve'u shenemar ve'alach bedrochav. Now, continues the Ramban says, ve'hevi besifri. The sifrei says like this, ma kodesh bochu nikra rachum afata heya rachum. Omar ve'kofar zos a mitzvah beloshen acher. Doesn't the Sifri learns not from the pasuk Achre Hashem Elokeichem Telechu? He learns from a different mitzvah. He nikas from the mitzvah Mahu Rachum Afatei Rachum. Uba Pirish Lidamus Velob Pelos Atoivim. Inkin Lama It Mel Balochas. He says, so if you see, the Rambam himself quotes the Sifri, right? Mahu Rachum, and says the Ramban, you have to be Mizdamet HaKudosh Baruch Hu Bepeulotav Atovim in his good actions. So Lama Itom Mel Balochas. So what's this kashon the Baal Halachas? That's the Rabban, that's not the Rabban, it's the Lechem Drochav. Hu tafas lashon asoy b'sifri. The Rambam himself is masking the halboshas arumim, all these mitzvahs of Gemilus Chasodim are the mitzvah deraisa. He learns that from the posuk, from the sifri, mahu rachum afata rachum. B'mitzvah zoiz, u Baal Halachas, tov lashon shabak mora. One gets the mitzvah zesh of the Gemara. So he says, what's the afkimina? If you look at the mitzvahs in the Rambam, when the Rambam calls, I think, mitzvah ches, she nitztavenu lidamuz lo kifichotein, he passes beferush, the mitzvah ches midoraisis, to be mizdamet HaKudosh Baruch Hu, v'homur v'alach da bidrochav. Ukvar kofal atzivur mal aleches b'chol drochav, uba apirush, ma HaKudosh Baruch Hu nikra rachum, afata yerach, ma HaKudosh Baruch Hu nikra chanved, ach, ma HaKudosh Baruch Hu nikra chos, v'ata yechosit. Okay? וגם בפירוש שלו, לעניון ולזדמוס למייס הטובים, to compare himself to מייס הטובים, למייס דקבות שבה מסתורי, or to compare him to his midas. So you see בפירוש, that the Rambam asks us this aloha. So what's his kasha, Frek the Ramban, on the, what you call it, what's his kasha on the Baal Halachos? The Baal Halachos says, because this is Vela Leches Bidrochov. That's the kasha of the Ramban. But the Chore, you have, and the Ramban is Shita, according to also the Shloh, that the mitzvah, the Sifrei says, on the Leches Bidrochov, on the Halach the Bidrochov, what the Sifrei says, Mahu Nikra Rachum, Afata Hei Rachum, HaKudosh Baruch Hu Chanun, Afata Hei Chanun, and what the Gemara says, HaKudosh Baruch Hu Bikir Chulim, Ata Tevakir Chulim, which is the Gemara Soita, is Hainu Hach. And that's why there's a kasha. Why does the Rambam ask the Baal Halachos Gdolos? But if you pay attention clearly to the Loshon Rambam, and I think it's very clear, you could see this in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam learns it completely different. Bekach lomdu bifirush mahu nikra chanun nafata cheyachanun mahu nikra rachum afata yerachum mahu nikra kodesh afata kodesh. But there krove nivim, and there was a mitzvah even to be not only Chanun verachum to be Kodesh. Kodesh is not a Maise. So you see there's a very big difference between the Sifrei and the Gemara. The Sifrei, the Gemara holds that you have to compare a Kodesh Baruch Hu in his actions. You do this, you do that. The Rambam Shita is that the Pasuk on the Mitzvah Zu, where he goes here to explain, U'mitzovim anachnu laleches bidrochem eilu shermarta v'holachta bidrochov, not laleches bidrochov, like the Gemara says, from the Pasuk, v'holachta bidrochov, the Sifrei is learning that not that you should do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, but you should be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Mahu nikra rachum, avatei rachum, that's why the mitzvah includes not only chaninus, it includes even kodesh, which is not a ma'aseh. ועל דרך זה כונבים לקל בכל לא ישם הכינויים. In other words, you have to be מזדם with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his כינויים. ערך הפיים ורב חסד ויושר, להודיע של הדרכים טועים ושורים וחייו עודם להגד, אז מובן את הבית וכוחו, you have to מזדם את HaKadosh Baruch Hu כוחו, וקיצר ירגיר בדיוס אלו. דרם says, זה ילכו איז דיוס, נעתי לוח איז מיינסים. So what you have to do all the מיינסים? All the מיינסים is to acquire the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be מזדם את him. So therefore, the מיינסי המצווה of Nichma Veilim, Bikur Choylim, etc. That's all the Rabbanon. Because those are Ma'isim to acquire. They are almost like a Hechsher Mitzvah to be who you are. And that's what the Rambam asks on the Baal Halachos. You can't count them as separate Mitzvahs because those are not separate Ma'isim Mitzvahs. They are not Mitzvahs at all. They are only Echitimza for you to become who you are. And therefore, Masha'inken, the Bahag holds the mitzvah, like the Gemara says, is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Lizdamus bepeuloi savatoivim. The Rambam says here, the lizdamus bepeuloi savatoivim is to acquire v'chayov the latzmoik uleidam is lefi koichu, because by doing, alodam nifal lefi peuloi sav, by doing something this way, you become. So the mitzvah is to become, the mitzvah is not to do. Interestingly enough, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel goes that all the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim, the Ma'aseh mitzvah, that's Nichlal in the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta L'Racha Kamoicha. And there the Ma'aseh is Nichlal, but not the mitzvah of Ve'olachta Bidrochov. And that's why he argues with the Baal Halachos. And the truth is, if you look, and that's what the Rambam says here, U'ba'al l'idyon le'ma'aseh ha'toivim, ulamidus ha'nichbodus. You have to be, that's why you have to have a mitzvah to become kodesh, like a kodesh bochu, shebahem metuar is bale. In other words, you have to mizdame to the toyarim of a kodesh bochu, to be koine, how a kodesh bochu is megal himself to us. That's a mitzvah to be, and a melat mitzvah to do. If you look in Masech Tapeah, so you look at every ma'isa mitzvah, there is the chelik of nodam lamokim, to be mizdame to a kodesh bochu, according to the Rambam, and that's a mitzvah to be. And then there is a mitzvah to do, which is the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta L'Racha Kamoicha. And the Rambam says that Beferush in the mitzvah on Perek Aleph of Masech Tapeah, Mishnah Aleph. Ve'im kiyem odam ha-mitzvah zatluiz betikinus yechasei bnei adam. If you do mitzvah v'nodam l'chaveroi. Zeimze, yesh lo azeh sachar lo ilam habo. You have a sachar to ilam habo al kiyum ha-mitzvah. And that kiyum ha-mitzvah, we saw that a mitzvah to become, because by doing that you become like a kudosh baruch hu. Ve'yesh lo azeh sachar lo ilam, ve'yesig toeles bo ilam hazeh. And then he has also toeles in ilam hazeh. It's not good, so you have to go, because you're doing good for somebody else. And that's why it's a keren kayemes lo ilam habo. Because if you do something, somebody else says, I don't know. So that's what he goes on. Which is the Ma'aseh mitzvah. So it comes out like this, that there is in every mitzvah, there are two components. There's a mitzvah to be, and that mitzvah is benodom lamokim, and the mitzvah to do, and that's the chelk of bedon lamachaviru. Bedon lamachaviru is nichlor ve'after racha kamoicha. That's what the Rambam says, nichum aveilim, bikur choilim, etc. The Rambam says, nichus avel, is nichlor in the mitzvah ve'after racha kamoicha. But then there is another mitzvah, which is the mitzvah to be, and that mitzvah to be is mitzad benodom lamokim. The question is, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu do these two, in the, every mitzvah of benodom lamachaviru, there are these two components. And why the components are so different? One is to be ben adam mokim, to do ben adam chaveri. Why is that the case? Okay? So this is the second set of questions. And the third one is what Rav Shach says. In the Avi Ezri. Says the Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri. Says Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri in the end of Ilchus Yisoyde Atoira. he explains, he quotes the Maril Diskin. Rabbi Shalib Diskin goes to explain the following idea. Rabbi Shalib Diskin comes to explain why, what's the Gemara in Babasa says, in which Rabbi Noz wrote Sifri v'Sifri Bilam. So he explains that every Nevuah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Nevuah to a Navi, the Navi, he gets the Nevuah, but the Nevuah is unclear. The Navi needs to go ahead and to translate that Nevuah according to what he understands it. Vashenkim Bilam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't trust Bilam to do it the right way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and told him Bispaklar Amira. Comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote the Torah Bispaklar Amira, when he writes the story of Avram, when he writes the story of Yitzchak, is not exactly how Yitzchak experienced, because Yitzchak and Avram experienced Bispaklar Shein Amira, and then they had to translate Bispaklar Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Bispaklar Amira. And that's why they're different. Moshe Rabbeinu Bilam was always Bispaklar Amira. Says the Rav Shach, now he couldn't understand something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, go ahead and kill your son. And that's such a big mitzvah and such a nisoyin, which is that we mask it every Rosh Hashanah. What's such a big nisoyin? Such a big nisoyin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to kill him. He's going to try not to do it. Mecha teisi. But he says, no. The chidush is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu. And this, according to Avram, was a stira to everything he did in his life before. So it was very easy to explain it away, to find a way that he really doesn't mean this, he means something else. The fact that Avraham Avinu took Davka, the thing which is the hardest for himself to do it, right? He took the explanation which is against his Oshita. That is the Chiddush of the Akedah. The Chiddush of the Akedah is not the Chiddush of the Akedah. That what he did was that he listened to the Akedah. To listen to the Akedah is very easy. But to listen to the Akedah when you had to translate it wasn't clear what he meant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'aleu le'oila. He could have explained, doesn't mean to kill, means only to take le'oila. And he went ahead and he explained to the worst and the harshest explanation, that is the nisoyon of the Akedah. That he had to go against his midah completely. That's what he says. וכול זה לא חושב כלום בשור מהקדוש ברוך הוא ועלה או לא אלה, הוא פוטר לעצמס הנבואה שיעלה לא אלה סיסחה, כן, הוא עוז פויטר לא אלה צחק, זהו ניסוין אף אחרי הציווי. And that's the great ניסוין, that even after the ציווי, he was able to explain the ציווי, והדבורים מאירים בזל שבס בורח. The Shlo ask, so that's what Avraham Avinu had to do against his will. But it's interesting, if you look at the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara in Tainis goes on the tefillah, the beginning of the second parak, that the tefillah that you say, Mishaona l'Avraham Avinu be'ar ha-Moriya, hu ya'an eschem, Baruch Hashem goyel Yisrael. So, Mishaona l'Avraham Avinu be'ar ha-Moriya, what tefillah did Avraham Avinu ask be'ar ha-Moriya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, answered him? So the Marsho says, it doesn't mean that he didn't want to do the Akedah. He did want to do the Akedah, because otherwise, what does it mean that he did not want to do the Akedah? So he says, what he means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oined to him that you use the tefillah of Avraham Avinu was that the Akedah should be used as a schus to Klal Yisrael. That's Goyel Yisrael. Not that the tefillah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him that he should not have an Akedah. The tefillah was that the Akedah should be used for Klal Yisrael. That's why the Baruch is Baruch Hashem Goyel Yisrael. But if you look at the Yerushalmi asks, the bracha should not be Goel Yisrael, should be Goel Yitzchok. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yitzchok. The Gemara says, Kevan shenisgal Yitzchok, nisgal kol klal Yisrael. So it's mashma that the tefillah was to save Yitzchok. So ask the Shlo, how can the tefillah be to save Yitzchok? From what we didn't want to do? Rav Shach says the chiddush of the Akedah was that Avraham Avinu went against his midah to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why was he mispalel that the Akedah shouldn't happen? And says the Shlo is mashma also that Yitzchak also cried. We know that the idea is that Kikeon, Nar Pasha, Yitzchak became blind, is because of the tears that the Malachim cried with him. So it's mashma that he cried not to have the Akedah. What does it mean that he cried not to have the Akedah? So that's the third question. If a kudif afuch, the whole idea of the Akedah was that he took the harshest explanation. What does it mean that he wanted to do in such a way that he wanted to cry not to have the Akedah? To answer all of this, I want to use to try to explain according to how the Shlo explains the Seudas HaMalochim. He says the idea of the Shem Aleph Daled Nun Yud that he spoke to the Malochim, that Machloikis Viskoidesh of Eschol, is because Avraham Avinu, when he did it, himself was Mesupak, if they are Malochim or not. Because he saw in one way there could be Arabs, which is the lowest of the low, or there could be Malochi Hashem. So therefore, he whatever he did betray Ampe as a way as if they were Malochim, or as a way if they were human beings. The Shem Aleph Daled Nun Yud explains the Shlo the following. Adonai with a patach are my masters. With a chirik is Adoni is my master. If you put a commas together, that is a shaila that it should be koidesh. So the Rabbeinu Bechai explains why, because komutz is something closed on itself, is something independent, not totally on anything else. The Shlo says no. The word is why the komutz is the Shem Shomayim, because the komutz is really a patach and a chirik, because he's the master of all masters. He's the masters, the patach, and the, my master, so he's the master of all the masters. That's why, who is the Melech Malche HaMlochim? HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's why he's Kodesh. But it could have been Chol also. Why? Because he spoke to the higher Malach. And the higher Malach is the master on the lower Malachim. Not the Malach. If he thought he was an Arab, he spoke to the bigger one, which was the master over the two of them who are his masters. So he's still also a master of masters. So that idea of Aleph Daled Nun Yud Bekomatz Machloikis, if it's Patach, if it's Chodesh Chol, is because what he means is a master of all masters. It means Mibchinas Arabs, the head of all the two, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Melech Malchei HaMlochim. The reason why he used this language, because for him was a Sofek. But what's the pshat that for him was a Sofek? For him was a Sofek for a simple reason. Because every mitzvah ben Odom l'chaveri, there is two components. There is the mitzvah of ben Odom l'mokim, and there is the mitzvah of ben Odom l'chaveri. That's why here, if you look at the seuda that Avraham Avinu has, is Chazal says, keneged the korbonis, when he goes ahead and he says, Shor ze Avrom, right? Dichsiv el ha-boker atz Avrom. Miri sholosh seim lushi vasiugois is keneged mincha. So it's keneged korbonis. Because if they are malochim, they are the gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are the Merkova, they are the three malochim, Gavriel, Raphael. So this is mitzad bin odom lamokim. He was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and was a way to serve and to be megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh. But if they were Arabs, that was the mitzvah of achnos ha'orchim. We learn all the mitzvah of achnos ha'orchim from here. So it comes out that the reason why it's a sofek is because every mitzvah bin odom l'chavir has two components. One is the mitzvah to bin odom l'chaviroi, and then there is the mitzvah of bin odom lamokim. The mitzvah of bin odom lamokim is the mitzvah, it's not only to do, is the mitzvah to be. And that is the highest form of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, is G'doyla Mekabola. So what the Gemara means to say, that there is the Shem, is Kodesh Ochol. And the G'doyla Achnosas Orchim Mekabola Spnei Ashchina, is according to the Mandomer, Keman Keoisu Azug, is not to say there is a Machloikes. Not like Toises. Taki, there is no machlokes. For sure, is Gdoila. But what part of Kabbalah's Pneash, or what part of Kabbalah of Achnosas Orchim is Gdoila mi Kabbalah's Pneash Chino? That mitzvah Hashem Kodesh. Because according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of the Kodesh is not to do, is the mitzvah to be. Kabbalah's Achnosas Orchim is Gdoila mi Kabbalah's Pneash Chino. Kabbalah's Pneash Chino is to be with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim is to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. with and like a Kodesh Bochu is much bigger, because the Dimu Itzura Leyoitzra is that you become a Kodesh Bochadik. You're not being Mekabel a Kodesh Bochu, you're becoming a Chilik of a Kodesh Bochu. According to the Rambam, that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say that there is Shem Kodesh and Shem Chol. It's not that there's a Sofik. Here was both Kodesh and Chol. Or the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim is the mitzvah of putting together Kodesh and Chol. The mindset is Chol, but the Kavonas a mitzvah, the result of the mitzvah that you're acquiring, that is Kodesh. Is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, and at the same time is Achnosas Orchim. Is putting the two together. That two together, putting Benodam L'Chavir Benodam L'Mokim, that is what is here. The chelik, so says the Gemara, Gdoila Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Keman, meaning what part of it, what component of it is bigger, that's a component of Benodam L'Mokim, the Shem Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Keman, Ki Aizug, is telling what part of that is keman, meaning that gdola. That's why it's gdola mekabola. So there's no machloikis if it's about, for sure it's gdola mekabola tneshchin. About what chelek is the chelek koidish, like that zug. Even the loshen keman koitzu a zug. That's exactly because the mitzvah of achnos asorchim in itself is a zug. Is a benodam lamokim, is a benodam lachavere. The benodam lamokim is to be, the benodam lachavere is to do, and the benodam lamokim, which is to be, that is greater than the Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Because you're not only getting close to Kodesh Bochu, it's not that you're bringing Kodesh Bochu to the world, you're becoming like a Kodesh Bochu. That's why it's Kabbalah. So it comes out the Gemara in Shabbos, it's like a likulei alma. What the Gemara means to say that that's keman is according to the man the Omer Kodesh, meaning that side of the mitzvah of Benodam Lamokim, that is Gdoila Mikabolas Pnei Hashchina. And that's what the Rambam says, the mitzvah Benodam Lachaveroi is taki, this double mixture of the two, and we learn from the Seuda. This is the tikkun of Chetetz Adas. We know the Vishonu Tachas Eitz. Vishonu Tachas Eitz says the Shlo, Vishonu Tachas Eitz is keneged the tikkun of Chetetz Adas. Vu oimed aleim Tachas Eitz, vehu oimed aleim Tachas Eitz is the keneged the Chet of Chetetz Adas. Explains him why. Because what means vehu oimed aleim Tachas Eitz? He explains the following. In this world is not Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So the posh pshat is because in Hashem Sholem is only Yudkei, is not Vovkei. Leotzid Lovo, you be Yudkei Vovkei. But it says, no, it's deeper. Because by Yom Ho'i Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad is that the Yud, the Shem Shamayim, is not going to be Yudkei Vovkei, it will be Iye. Which means the Machshova and the Mindset will be a complete synchrony between the two. That there is nothing that goes around and blocks it and stops one from the other. Avraham Avinu was the one who took the Yudki Vovke, the Hayoi, to Iye. The Avraham Hoyo Iye. He's the one that takes the Hayoi, the Yudki Vov, into Iye. He was the one who was able to take away himself completely, that whatever he did, the Ben Odom Lachaveroi, and the Ben Odom Lamokim, there was no separation. That tikkun of Chetetz Adas, there is the world here, which is Kostos Oyer with an Ayin, and the Ruchnius, which they don't go and they're not in symmetry. By this, he did, it was in pure symmetry. That's why the Seuda of Adam, of Avraham Avinu, which is Keneged de Benodam Lachaveru Velabokarot Avraham, or is Keneged Korbonis, that's the Seuda of Losed Lovo of Sidiosa Sheliv Yosan. And the Siddos and Livyosan is because it's truly by Yom Yeshem Echad Ushmo Echad. Avraham Avinu is exactly what he did. Avraham Avinu says the Shlo, you know why he davened and he cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to do the Akedah? Because that's good for the Avoida. The Avoida is that he didn't want to do the Akedah, and he still went to the harshest explanation. If he wanted so much to do it, then the idea is not a Nisoyen. The Nisoyen is that he didn't want to do it. He did not want to have the Akedah that serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a stira to who he is. The Midas Hadin will be a stira to Midas HaChesed. Avraham Avinu is mispala that Avraham Avinu is mispala, and he cried because despite the fact it was so difficult, he still wanted to mekayim the mitzvah. Just that's the opposite. Because it's so difficult, that is what made the mitzvah into a mitzvah. Therefore, Taki was mispalal not to do it, to show how difficult it was, to be mevatel himself, that despite being so difficult, he put a Kodesh Baruch Hu ahead. This is the idea that he allowed that symmetry of what's been Odom Lachaveroi and what's been Odom Lamokim not to be a bear from each other. That's the idea of the Akeda. The idea of the Akeda is the bitul of the yesh of the person to make himself aser etzoinoi kirtzoinecha, to be mevatel and to create a synchrony between the two, to be mevatel his rotzin, showing that he had the rotzin not to do it and he was mevatel. That synchrony is the chidush of Avraham Avinu, taken from Hayoi to here. That's the Madrega, and that's the Madrega where he was able to create a Chnos HaSorchim, to do a mitzvah ben Odom L'chaveroi, that the ben Odom L'chaveroi, ben Odom L'mokim, is Hainu Hach. There is no stira. All of it comes from the Akeda. So why Avraham Avinu was mispal for the Akeda? To show that he didn't want to do the Akeda, and despite that, he did the harshest explanation to do the Rotzen Hashem. The true bitul of his Rotzen to the Rotzen of Hashem. That true bitul of the Rotzen tells you that there's no difference between Adam L'Chaveroi and Ben Adam L'Mokim, and every Ben Adam L'Chaveroi in itself is Ben Adam L'Mokim, because the two are in complete synchrony. That's a synchrony of Avraham Avinu. And that is G'doyle Mikabolas Pnei Hashchina, because in essence, if you're not Mikabol Pnei Hashchina, you become the Shechina yourself.